Hello, this is Kimberly.
Hey Kimberly, good morning. John with Local Splash, how are you?
I'm good, how are you? Good.
I'm great. I'm great. Have a little cup of coffee. I'm ready for the day.
right, good. Talk to you.
I had received an email from with you and Brian to give you a call today to see if we had some time to go over a few things and see if we can make something happen. Do you guys still have a good couple minutes here,
Yeah, he is here. I want to put you on speaker.
or? Okay, beautiful.
Yeah, he's done.
Hello?
Hey, Brian, John with Local Splash, how are you?
Hey, how are you? I'm good.
All right. So, I believe I'm on speakerphone, so wanted to leave the floor in your guys' hands a little bit here. I know it's been a little busy time, so were you guys able to take a look at the email as far as everything that includes in this package? And if you did, then ask away. If you have any questions for me, I'd love to answer and address anything you guys have.
Yesterday was a bit busy, so I was not able to see the email, unfortunately. So, I do have, I'm kind of unknown right now. I don't know exactly what you guys offer or how it's structured and stuff like that.
Sure. I can start from the top. I kind of just blabber away a little bit, but stop me in my tracks anytime and then ask any questions. I know we're open floor here. So who we are is we're a premier Google channel partner. As you know, Google doesn't really reach out to business owners directly unless they're pretty much a multi-billion-dollar company, right? So what they do is they hire different tiers of partnerships to do that for them. Now, we are one of the highest tier partnerships that they trust to handle SEO. Now, we say that loud and proud because you can't buy that spot, right? You have to earn it, pretty much. So that means that there's a few rules that we have to abide by, one of which is we cannot work with any of your competitors once you join with the family. So let's say, hypothetically speaking, if you guys decided to move forward here today, we close out the area. We actually will turn away work. Anyone that does exactly what you guys do within about a 50-mile radius, we cannot work with anyone else. Okay? We are month to month. There's no contracts. You don't pay per call, click, job, lead, or anything of that nature. The flat rate, you cherry pick as many calls and jobs as you like. Now, how this process works is customers, they don't have to know your business name. They go on whether it's Google, any local directory like Yelp, Yahoo, and Bing, we make sure that if they're typing any of your services, we make sure that you're one of the top recommended options for them to call you directly at that point. Okay, so they're not going through a third party or any middleman. Nobody touches your customers whatsoever. All right? You follow me so far? Okay. Perfect. Now, here's the craziest part here. So I got to talk to Kimberly about a few things, but I want to make sure, recap on a few of those things as well. Are you guys doing social media like Facebook right now?
We have some accounts, but they're not really active. They're not really doing anything.
Okay. So as of right now, by having an account, that's great. But that's just a foot in the door. Kind of like saying, hey, I got my Google Business profile on Google. That's awesome. You got your foot in the door. But there's like thousands of pages. I'm over-exaggerating. There's hundreds of pages, okay? So if a customer goes online right now and types in appliance repair or installation near me, more than likely they're not going to be popping up your company because it's on one of the Google pages, just not on the first. So what we do is we funnel that traffic so that way you are. Well, if they don't reach out to you through Google or these directories, we'll have a team that's available for you. They're open Monday through Friday. Okay, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. your time. They make sure to run new ads for you and make sure to keep your Google Business profile up to date. Okay, by doing that, it really shows customers that you care about your company. And what happens is if they don't reach out to you by looking you up on Google or these directories, if they go on their Facebook after that, we use target marketing ads to pop up on those customers' websites. So soon as they go on Facebook, your ads will pop up on their feed. Hey, guess what? You guys were looking for these services near you. Kimberly or Brian's the person to call, click here. You know what I mean? So if you were to do an ad on Facebook alone, can you do it? Sure. But the only difference is, and it's a huge difference, is you can only set your area for where you want your own ad to be showcased. So it's just shooting out to everyone. Vice versa, where it's like, no, don't waste your money on ads where people are going to be clicking all the time for something that they're not looking for. We use those ads to the people that are actually in your area and looking for your services. So that's the difference on that.
Okay.
Now, as far as the pricing, we got you at a promotional rate. I did keep to my promise here, Kimberly. So normally, our pricing is $599 a month, $599 a month, with the $299 setup fee. Well, we got you guys all the way down to just $249 month to month. Everything is included. You'll have a tracking system on top of this, just so you can see the fruition come to play yourself, right? You can see the phone numbers. You can see when they called. You can even see the keywords being used on Google to find your company, and can change that out at any time. We don't want you guys to have this additional headache, though, Brian. We want to make sure you understand that we're here to help, right? So, again, our team is there to be utilized, right? Please use them. If you need to update a picture for your Google Business Profile, or you need to update an ad on Facebook, that's what they're there for. Let them do it. All we ask for is communication so we can make sure that happens correctly. Okay?
But okay.
Pretty much that's all there in a nutshell. did you have any questions for me so far then?
So the Google Business Profile, is that controlled only by you guys, or can we go in ourselves and control it? How does that work?
Both. We're pretty much a manager. We just need manager access to your Facebook business page. If you already have one, then great. We won't have to develop one for you. If you don't have one, we will develop one for you, completely included in the package. And for the Google Business Profile, same thing. If you don't have one, we will develop one for you, get you verified very quickly. If you do have one, awesome. We just need to get a manager access so that way we can start funneling that traffic to you using the keywords in specific areas that you want to be showcased in.
Okay. And if let's say, you know, unfortunately, if something happens and we separate ways, are those accounts, do they stay with us or do they belong to you?
Oh, 1,000% stay with you.
Okay.
That, when I hear that question, that scares me. I hope you guys didn't go through so much in the past when someone said something like that. So,
I'm just trying to make sure.
Okay, of course, for sure.
Yeah. Do I need to have a website?
Okay. So you don't need a website, but I'm going to put it this way. I'm very visual. I'm sure there's plenty of customers else that's out there in the area that need to see something, right? It shows a little more credibility. Plus, it helps with organization, I'm going to say, for customers that, let's say you get busy, right? You can have them schedule something in to have a consultation or whatever from there. So website, we actually included in this package for you guys. Okay, so I made a lot of promises. I don't forget them. I want to make sure I'm helping you guys out with that.
Thank you.
Okay. And the website, would that website belong to us, or how does that work?
No, so that's after I was talking with Kimberly a little bit. You know, I know that was something in need, and I see an opportunity to help you guys. So I wanted to make sure that you guys hear that, hey, there's good people out there. So this website, though, we usually charge extra for. So we have two different types of websites. One is kind of like our basic, like, you know, it has scheduling, you have different tabs, you can modify it anytime, pictures, videos, testimonials, what happens from there. That's pretty much our basic one. Now, the extravagant one, I won't be able to get that one for, you know, included in the package, but that one you can have e-commerce on. I mean, there's different calendars on there. It's a lot different on there, but regardless of the website that we do develop for you, it is cross-platform. What I mean by that is a lot of business owners, they develop or pay for a website to be showcased, but then they don't realize that, hey, it only works very well on a computer, where if I looked it up on my phone, which more than likely that's people who are doing these days, it's not fitted for the phone. Like, words are overlapping, the tabs are all off, it looks like it's hard to load now. We make sure that it's convenient for the customers, easy process, and everything from there. So it'll work on anything.
Okay. And that would be kind of your own website design, and you guys would hold ownership to that, right? Unless
for the
we
website,
provide you with the website, right?
Yeah. So let's say, do you guys own a domain by any chance? Like www.appliancebrothers.com type of deal?
No, we don't, no.
Okay. So what we'll do is we'll buy one for you. Okay. Now, here's the thing. We always want to make sure you guys are left off in good positioning regardless. But we don't plan on failing. We are a results-driven company. So let's say in the future you're like, hey, I love the website. We just don't need the Google and Facebook anymore, whatever the case may be. Well, you do have the option to buy off that domain for only $99. And if you, let's say you still love our website for you and that's it. Okay. Well, you could keep that website alive for only $49 month to month. So you still have a team that will go ahead and keep that up to date for you and run it for you.
It's a lot affordable. I can buy the domain for $99, and if I want to keep the website design, I can just pay month for not $49.99.
Correct. You got it.
Okay. Okay. I like what you're saying. I really do.
Okay.
I am a little bit weary only because we had somebody do the same thing for Angie's List, and it almost became like a
liability.
Yeah, it became right. like a job to try to make it work. You know, it has to work really hard to get it to work, and I understand that you guys are different. Kimberly explained to me about how Angie's List works, and we're in the process of getting rid of Angie's List.
Okay.
I do wanna make it work with you guys. I do like everything you're saying. I appreciate the time you have to explain this all to me.
Sure.
I would like to move on, but I do want to get rid of Angie's List and put that in my rear view before I go jump into another situation.
Sure.
I do know that you have a promotion. How long do I have before that is out of the table? Do I have like a week or two so I can get rid of Angie's List and then call you back and activate this? Or how does that work? Do you need it now or can it wait a little bit?
I don't want to come off like a cheesy sales guy. So I'm going to come off, shoulder to shoulder, side by side here. As you can tell, I'm holding my promises and everything here. The sooner the better for me, because what I have to do, like I said, now I'm not lying about this, where it's not my job to call out. The person that whoever we called you guys, I believe on this one. So that's why you're able to even have a promotional rate on this, is the other Jonathan, that was calling out in your area. Now I've been making sure that we're not calling any further so I can hold a position for you guys. Now it may sound easy for you, but it's not for me, but, I am holding it as long as I can. Meaning we're calling out on different services and different areas to keep this alive as long as possible for you guys. So I'm just going to put it like this. The sooner the better, that's great for me, so I can keep to my promises. Typically, I would say just this week would be amazing, so that way I could throw it in my rear view here where I can say, okay, now it's an account that I can check in, not to see if we close out the area, but more of to say, hey, listen, are they doing very well? Is there something they need? Like, I still check in on the accounts, even if I don't call in. I still make sure I check in with the team and make sure that you guys are doing well, too. Like I said, it's month to month. There's no contract. There's no cancellation fees either. So if we're only working with your company, yeah, we got to make sure we're doing well and you're doing well.
Is there any guarantee of how many calls will come in, or is that just, the first few months is slow, or how does that work?
The first month I'm going to say is the slowest because it picks up, right? Having a Google listing, no one that's part of Google will say they guarantee you this many calls or this exact position because it's against rules, actually. they don't even allow you to say that. Yeah. Now, if they did say that, you hang up the phone. Like, that's they're not part of them then. But what we do is we make sure that traffic finds you every single time that they're looking. So if you're in their face every single time, they're like, oh, yeah, I did, and they're a serious customer, it takes that little shove to say, oh, all right, let's give them a call. They're on my Facebook. I see their website. I see I'm on Yelp. I see them on Google.
Yeah.
I think that means something. You know what I mean? So that's the whole point. But it's what that old saying was like, you can show the horse the water, they have to drink it. Like, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
We can't force these customers to call. They would have to pick up the phone and do so. But I'll put it this way. with Angie's, and I'm sure Kimberly kind of explained a few things too, and you guys did your homework on this. Well, Angie's, if you're getting a bunch of leads, but then they're not converting, well, it tells you already that Google's working because a lot of their leads are coming from Google. The problem is they're selling leads that you don't know if they're hot, cold, or warm, right? They could be 3 months ago. That's not even part of Angie's. They could be yesterday, and then they got called on by like 50 other, I'm over-exaggerating, let's go realistic numbers, like 6 or 7 different businesses that do exactly what you're doing, and you're like, why are these guys not converting? Well, because they already know they're going to get called on. They just, instead of going for the quality of work, they're going for the lowest bidder. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's not the type of customers you guys want to attract. You know, with Google, they're contacting you directly. You're not chasing them down anymore. They're chasing you. And they're looking for more of the quality of work. Now, with that being said, that picks up even further because guess what? Now there's more traffic finding your company. Now there's repeat customers that you can have and also referrals that can come your way as well. So that's the main difference
So how about we do this? What do you need from me to get it started?
So to get it started, literally with me and whoever I'm speaking with, I'll put it this way first off, whoever is paying for the account, that name needs to be on the account, like as a prime holder. What I do is I take literally 10 minutes to go over just the bare essentials. Hey, where is or how long, hours of operations, keywords of services you definitely be found for, right? Areas. And that's pretty much it. Just to make sure we do everything by the book. Of course, we don't want you getting flagged by Google either. That'll prolong things like crazy. Now, once we do all that, we accept payment. I stay on the phone with you guys so you can see your invoice of everything we discussed through email, through invoice, through text, and email. So that way, if you have questions or concerns, you can ask me while I'm there with you on the phone. After that, we set up a different day and time for our technicians to introduce themselves to you because you have a website we're going to be developing for you, Facebook, things like that. So I want to have our team introduce themselves, make you feel comfortable with them. They show you how to use your tracking system, go over pictures, videos. That's a different day we can set up. We ask for an hour window for that. We call it a client interview.
Okay.
So, but that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about we set up another meeting for Friday so we can start it? Does that sound doable?
Yes. Now, my only suggestion with Fridays is because we're closed weekends, right, Brian? So as a suggestion, if it's because of the timing and money, I get it. You can just stop me before I even explain anything. But I would always say do it if it's to get it started on Friday. I would say do it Thursday so that with us. So that way on Friday, I could set up the day after your technician call. And they're working on things rather than paying for something, waiting to talk to a technician over the weekend where they're not doing anything, where they could be doing something. Like, you know what I mean? I just like to look out for the customers like that. Yeah. But completely up to you. It's the budgeting and timing. I get it. So
Thursday's fine. It's a timing thing. I don't know if, what time Thursday do you think?
I'm on the East Coast with you.
Okay. So,
We're open until 7 p.m.
7 p.m.
10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So then let's do Thursday at 5. I can be in my car and we can just go through it. If you want, I can give you my personal number.
Okay, sure thing. Now, when we come to the personal numbers, I'll use that just for me to call in to you. But then if you don't want our team to contact you and things like that on there, I'll keep it as the phone number I'm calling on right now, and I'll delete the other number, your personal number on that one. So you just let me know on that part when we get there. Okay.
Yeah, this number here is the best number to call for anybody, but for Thursday, just call me on my personal because I probably won't be home.
Okay, that's all right. And all
right, so number is 973-980-3561.
All right, perfect. And we're doing it at what time, just to confirm on here, 5 o'clock you said?
5 o'clock p.m., yeah.
5 p.m. it is. All right. I'll give you a call. Just know that it's a call center, so if I call 5 minutes early or 10 minutes late, don't hate on me. I could be on the phone call. All right.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it. All right. And, Brian, again, if you had any further questions or concerns, please ask me. All right. I want to make sure we're starting this foundation strong with the, you know, strong trust and communication. Okay.
Thank you. I do appreciate it. I'm going to go through that email that you sent. Other than that, I like what you're saying. I really do. I just hope that, you know, it's not another Angie's List deal. And I don't feel that way. And I like that, you know, everything you said about it not being contractual or, it's just month to month. And, I hope that, you know, things, look bright in the future.
Yes, sir. Likewise. I look forward to having you guys join the family and showing what we're made of here. All right. I'll keep track of this account as well, too. Yes, sir. All right, you guys. Well, you take care. Thank you for your time. Kimberly, thank you. It was good talking to you as well.
Yes,
and
thank you.
We'll talk to you on Thursday. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.